The Minister for Health has said 14 of the 19 maternity units in hospitals around the country are fully compliant with guidelines on allowing partners to attend scans and births. Under the current national policy, partners are permitted to attend at the 20-week scan, the birth and neonatal visits. In a tweet this morning, Stephen Donnelly said he'd received a report from the Health Service Executive and the five locations found not to be compliant with the guidelines are St Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny, Wexford General Hospital, Letterkenny University Hospital in Donegal, South Tipperary General Hospital and Waterford University Hospital. A protest against maternity restrictions was held in Cork yesterday as part of a nationwide campaign to highlight the issue. Well, let's talk now to Professor John Higgins, who's Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at University Hospital Cork, but also Clinical Director for Ireland South Women and Infants Directorate, which includes South Tipperary and Waterford Hospitals. Professor Higgins, very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Good afternoon.
Perhaps you might first of all explain, what is the situation now in terms of partners being allowed in into maternity hospitals in the run-up to the birth and in the aftermath? What are the rules?
Okay, so at the moment in our four units, partners can attend for the anatomy scan, which is the big scan during the antenatal period. They can attend for labour and for birth, and they, in terms of visiting neonates, if their baby is in the neonatal unit, they have essentially open visiting for one partner. I think the area where that has changed in the last few weeks is the access for inpatients, that is, mothers who are in hospital either before their baby is born or afterwards. We have just commenced a new system of inpatient visiting for the partners. And I don't think visiting is a good term either, because the partners are not visitors per se. But
no.
We have now a new electronic system in place which allows the partners to be allocated a time to come in and visit every day. So I think there are four components. I listened to what you just said about the three components. There's actually a fourth one, is this inpatient visitation, which I think is very important.
Right. But in terms of the pregnancy, it's the 20-week scan at which partners are allowed to accompany the pregnant woman. But of course, that's just one of a number of visits that a woman will make, and earlier scans. Sometimes, in most cases, it's good news, but there can sometimes be difficulties, and in those situations, they don't have their partner with them.
Yes, and now what has been happening again over this has been evolving as we have tried to, I suppose, deal with COVID-19 and provide as much access as possible. But if we suspect there may be a problem, or we've identified a problem on their ongoing scans, we have a pass system for the partner so they can come to the visits. But you're quite right. I think if I was picking the area where we're most uncomfortable about the partners not being there, it's probably at the early scan, the first scan.
Yes.
That is still an issue. So what we have been doing over every week, this is reviewed. Thursday is the day I'd normally be chairing a meeting to review this issue right now. We have, over the last few weeks, been opening up further and further. So we started with the anatomy scans a few weeks ago. We piloted inpatient visitation, and now we're extending here in CUMH from 1 hour to 2 hours. And I know in Waterford and in Kerry, they're now started inpatient visitation as well, or at least Waterford is tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll come to some of those hospitals in Roman, but just maybe in relation to the overall situation, why still so many restrictions? We know that there's progress being made on the vaccination program, and the point made by many of these couples is that they are just that. They're a couple. They're living together. They're a bubble, to use that pandemic term.
Okay, so I think, look, first of all, I would say that the pandemic has hit us in the same way that everyone is aware, in waves. It's changed fundamentally. We've tried to respond. I mean, speaking now about maternity services generally and nationally, we have genuinely tried to respond, and our staff are completely dedicated to the mother and her partner and the whole experience. So it's a big disappointment that we're not doing what we would normally want to do. But I think this is really important. We are still dealing with cases. if I looked at the work we've done here over the last 3 days, since Monday, our work has actually been dominated, I'm thinking of the leadership team and the management team in the hospital, by COVID-19. We've had the vaccination issue, and we've had cases, we've had patients testing positive. So we have now a process in place, which I think all units have, as anyone is admitted, as anyone comes into the hospital, either unexpectedly or planned, we test them. And we're finding people who test positive. Yeah, just to make this point, the issue. We have been dealing with, cases, not just single cases, of women testing positive who we then have to care for them and their baby. And the big thing that's changed in the last 4 or 5 months has been in the initial phase of COVID last year, all the information on pregnancy for mother and for baby was reassuring.
Okay.
And what we now have is a situation where the evidence that's coming through is that this can be very dangerous. And we have had in Ireland, as you know, it's been reported, I think 6 or 7, stillbirths, pregnancy losses, from COVID-19. So we're talking about a serious condition, and we're so close. I think the whole country knows with the vaccination coming down to pregnancy now, which is fantastic news. We are close, and I think that's why units around the country are cautious, because there's a real danger there.
Look, no doubt this debate.